Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll free 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us. You can send us an email, too, if you would like to do that. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, Valentine's Day is almost here, and according to Bankrate, the average consumer spent close to $200 on Valentine's Day last year, and it could remain around that amount for this year. A majority of the money is spent on a significant other, with children, pets, and teachers following close behind. Now, I do have a couple of articles that I want to share with you, so I would like you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, in the upper right of that blog, you can type in Valentine's Day Tips 2024, and it will bring you to the post associated with today's podcast with links to the article. I got a link to the article from Bankrate, and then also I've got a link to an article from the Odyssey Online and also an article from the ASPCA. So why don't we go ahead and take a look at the article from the Odyssey Online with tips to help make your Valentine's Day a little safer. Again, I'm only going to share a few tips. I want you to go and read the full article from the Odyssey Online. Many more tips to help make your Valentine's Day a little safer. First tip they have for you is don't drink and drive. Champagne and wine may be on the menu for this special day, so make sure you get a cab or Uber instead of getting behind the wheel if you choose to indulge. Pretty straightforward. I mean, thousands of people are injured every year in drunken driving incidents. There's nothing wrong with having, some wine and champagne to celebrate your Valentine's Day. But number one, don't overindulge. And number two, if you do have a couple of drinks, please get a cab or an Uber. You may feel like you're okay to drive, but really, honestly, you're not. So it's best that if you do indulge in any sort of alcohol on your Valentine's Day date or evening or dinner or what have you, that you do get a cab or get an Uber or possibly just stay home and indulge. But definitely tip number one is don't drink and drive. The next tip I have for you is watch food preparation. Although items like raw oysters and rare steaks are supposed to have aphrodisiac properties to get you in the mood, food poisoning can certainly put a damper on your evening. It says here, opt for properly and thoroughly prepared meals instead. I'm not a fan of raw oysters, not a real fan of sushi or raw fish or anything like that. Rare steaks, the only thing that I could like equate with it is I like prime rib. Prime rib isn't like rare. It's cooked a bit. But there are juices and whatnot to, I don't know. There's just something about prime rib that I enjoy. Never been a fan of raw oysters or any sort of raw seafood. It's just not my taste. And rare steaks, really, I'd rather have them cooked a little bit. Medium rare is probably about as low as I would go. And I think that's about what a prime rib would be, would be medium rare. There are other ways to get in the mood. Again, champagne and wine can help a little bit. Strawberries can help. There are many other foods that can help, quote unquote, get you in the mood for Valentine's Day. So I would opt for those instead. And again, you know, just a personal experience, I went out on a date, my first date with my now wife. We went to a restaurant, and the food wasn't prepared properly, let's say, and we both got food poisoning from it on a first date, no less. We both got food poisoning, so definitely make sure that your meals are properly and thoroughly prepared if you're going to partake or go out to dinner somewhere, or if you're going to cook at home, make sure that the food is properly cooked. Last tip I want to share from you from the Odyssey Online. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. In the upper right, type in Valentine's Day Tips 2024. It'll bring you to our blog with a link to the article from the Odyssey Online, because I want you to read all the other tips that they have for you to make your Valentine's Day safe and special. The last tip I want to share off of this article is suspend social media. Wait until the evening is over and you are back home before posting photos and comments on social media. Posting while you are out is an indicator that you are not home, and don't expect to be home for a time, which allows potential thieves to break into your home. Now, we've talked about this before when going on vacation. Wait to post your vacation pics until you're home. You know, because if you're on a week-long cruise and you're posting, oh yeah, we're, you know, having drinks on the Lido deck, or you know, we went out on an excursion to swim with the dolphins and all this other stuff, while it's happening, I mean, that's an indicator that you're not home. And you know, people can browse social media, and unless you're set to private or you know, whatever, you know, people can pick up on that you're not home. And hey, you're not home, nobody's watching the house, so let's go break in and rob it. But definitely, that's a good idea. Suspend your social media. Probably be best to just put your phone away for the evening. You know, we're just so into social media now. We've got, you know, the phones in our face, and you know, it seems like it's taken over our lives. Well, you know, when it comes to Valentine's Day, you need to focus on the person you're with. So definitely, you know, suspend posting on social media, posting pictures, posting comments, whatever. Just wait until you get home. Better yet, just, you know, put the phone away and just focus on the evening with your significant other. So that you can just enjoy their company and just enjoy the evening together without having to look at your phone every 5 minutes. Now, I do have another article from the ASPCA with tips to protect your pets during Valentine's Day. And again, I'm only going to share a couple of tips because I want you to go read their article. There's a bunch of tips on there dealing with pets, so make sure you check that out. First tip I want to share with you is careful with the flora. When sending or purchasing flowers for your Valentine, make sure they are pet friendly. Certain plants and flowers are toxic to pets and could make them very sick. So if you've got a significant other that's got a cat or a dog, definitely talk to your florist and see what flowers and plants and stuff would be pet friendly or safe for you to send to them. You know, pets can be curious. And especially cats, since cats can get up on counters, they can get up on tables. You know, you put that stuff in a vase and, you know, a cat, and have that sitting on a table, a cat can certainly get up there and get curious and maybe take a nibble or two. So make sure that you find out what plants and flowers are pet friendly. And ASPCA, I believe, has a link on their article with a catalog of what pet-friendly plants and flowers are available out there. Second tip I want to share with you is watch the candy. Chocolate and candies containing xylitol are deadly to pets. Keep the candy out of reach of your pets after you've enjoyed it. I know I'm going to be getting my wife a nice, you know, heart filled with candies. because she does enjoy that. But yeah, after we indulge, she will put that up so that our dogs don't get into it. It was interesting. I didn't know that candies containing xylitol, that would be in gums and mints and stuff like that. I had no idea that xylitol was deadly to pets. So definitely keep any other type of candy that has xylitol or could have xylitol in it away from your pets as well. Now, again, I want you to check out both articles for more tips to help you make this Valentine's Day safe for you and your loved ones. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle length page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, upper right in the blog, type in Valentine's Day Tips 2024, and it will bring you to the post associated with this podcast with the Bankrate article, the Odyssey Online article, and the ASPCA article. Well, again, that's going to do it for this week. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a safe week, and I hope you have a lovely and wonderful Valentine's Day. Until next time, take care.